That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. In the feed room to print their own handbills, Lum and Abner entered the mudslinging phase of the current political campaign. They issued a pamphlet inferring that Ezra Seastrunk is a notorious gambler and hence no fit man to be elected mayor of Pine Ridge. Basing their charge on a fairly innocent episode that took place many years ago, the old fellows exaggerated the incident into something sinister in retaliation for the distorted charges Ezra had made against Abner the day before. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. You know, friends, just wishing and hoping that an occasional throbbing headache will go away without doing anything about it won't help very much. Now, next time...
Don't tell me, Gene. I know you're going to say, use Alka-Seltzer.
Well, how did you know? I'll bet you've heard me talk about Alka-Seltzer's fast-action relief when the headache now and then. You probably haven't forgotten that Alka-Seltzer's analgesic pain reliever goes right to work on your discomfort. It's fast because it's in solution when you drink it.
That's right. After I tried it just once, it's been Alka-Seltzer for me ever since.
Well, thousands of women feel the same way. And you ladies will find that for a throbbing shopper's headache, Alka-Seltzer can give the kind of effective relief you want right when you want it. There's nothing quite like it. Because only the Miles Laboratories know the secret scientific process for compounding Alka-Seltzer. So get a large package from your nearest druggist. Then, when you need it, you'll be sure to have it. And remember, when your tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. We look in on the little community today. We find Abner in the Jotham Down store. Grandpappy Spears is just entering.
Come in. Oh, howdy. All this sassafras about Ezra being a gambler.
You seen one of them handbills, huh?
Yeah, well, how could I help it? They're all over town.
Well, Ed Cedric's been doing a good job of handing them things out.
Well, Ezra ain't no big-time gambler like you're claiming he is.
You read the handbill, didn't you?
Well, you...
In a gambling place at the county seat when it was raided.
I've got my doubts about that.
Well, it's the truth.
When did it happen?
Oh, far back.
When?
Well, it was, about, 30 years ago.
30 years?
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. You don't mean that time him and Charlie Redfield and the McKenzie boys got caught in some little mix-up in there at the county seat?
That's the time.
Oh, well, there wasn't nothing to that.
Nothing to it?
Why, of course not. They just snuck in there one night to see what it was all about and happened to get in there just when the place was raided. Ezra ain't no big-time gambler.
He was in a gambling place and he got caught in a raid. Damn it, true facts.
Yeah, sure, but the way you got it rolled up, you'd think he was a crook and a gangster and I don't know what all.
Well, you ought to hear the way he exaggerates things about me. So, but if he can do it, I can do it too, only better.
Yeah, but you're giving him a bad name around town.
What do you think I'm trying to do?
Well, if you keep on having, folks ain't going to vote for him.
I don't want him to vote for him. I want him to vote for me.
Oh, are you running?
Am I running? For the land sakes, Grandpap, you was on that radio broadcast we done over the party line. Fact is, you give a politics talk from yourself.
Is that what that was for?
Why, sure.
Well, I never would have went on the pigeon-toed thing if I'd have known that. I'm for Ezra.
For Ezra?
Why, of course I am. First, last, and all the time.
Well, you're on the losing side, I'll tell you that right now. But wait a minute, here comes Long. You better run on, Grandpap, because me and Long got to print up some more handbills about Ezra.
Yeah, print them up.
Yeah, we found that old printing press that Dodge and E. Smith left in the feed room a couple of years back, and we're printing up our own handbills now.
Hi, Granny Zadner. We're getting way yonder better results from... Oh, hello, Grandpap.
Honey, Long. Long, as I'm glad to see you. What'd you say, Long?
I said we're getting better results from them handbills than I ever allowed we would.
Well, good for us. Grandpap was telling me they're all over town.
Oh, yeah, they are. But let me tell you what else has happened.
What do you mean?
Well, Ezra's woman got some head at him. She's practical on the verge of separating him.
She is?
See, Ezra never did tell her when him and Charlie and the McKenzie boys went in that night. Fact is, he gave her some story about having to sit up all night with Charlie on account he was sick.
Oh.
Anyway, he kept it from her all these years, and now, at last, she's found out about it. And, oh, is she mad?
Well, I do know. But wait a minute, so how'd she find out, Mama? We never come right out and told all the details in that handbill.
No, but see, Ezra started defending himself to the voters by telling them exactly what happened so they could see how harmless it was, and that's how his woman found out about it.
Oh,
oh, Ezra fixed a hard place in the wrong.
Yeah.
He gave away his own secret.
I'd sure hate to be in his shoes. Trouble in the home, that's what he's
got. Lots of it. Oh, he's going to have to spend too much time trying to square himself with Miss Eastrum. He ain't going to have time to make campaign speeches or sling mud or nothing.
No, he'll be right around the place there.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, Ezra don't have to make no more speeches to get elected. I'm for him 100%.
You said that. Wait a minute. That sounds like the fire alarm, man.
I believe you're right. I better...
Sure the world. Yeah. If that Ezra sets fire to my house, I'm going to take a baseball bat and pulverize him. I'll beat him into some angry
pieces. Hey, sir, be quiet.
Where's the fire at?
Yeah, where's that, Mom?
Oh, it ain't no fire. It's Ezra making a political speech.
Uh-oh. What's he saying?
Well, wait a minute. Be quiet.
All right. Let me listen.
Oh, he just gave the fire alarm ring so they'd pick up the receivers to find out where the fire's at.
Why, sure. That's
give me the receiver. I'm the one that's going to vote for
him. Get away from there, Grandpa.
Well, if that don't beat all.
What's he saying, Mom? Hurry up, Mom. What's he saying?
You tell him, Ezra. Pour it on him, boy.
Get away from there.
Pitch your speech.
What did he say?
Oh, he started out by saying he was a gambler.
Admitted it, huh?
Said he was a gambler because he's willing to gamble on the future of Pine Ridge. On the honesty and intelligence of its citizens and a bunch of other junk like that.
They don't ever believe nothing like that.
Said he was going to make this the greatest town west of the Mississippi River.
Fred O'Fry.
Hooray for Ezra.
Grandpap, why don't you get out of here and go on over to Ezra's headquarters and loaf over there if you find him? What else did he say, Long?
Oh, then he started making promises about what all he's going to do. Going to build a cement sidewalk.
He is.
And going to put in a street light. Buy a brand new up-to-date school bus. I don't know what all.
Well, Lord me, how did he expect to do all that? Them things cost money.
Oh, he don't expect to do them. Them are just campaign promises.
Well, yeah, but if a fella makes promises...
Well, Abner, you surely know the difference between a campaign promise and a regular promise, don't you?
I don't believe I do.
Well, see, you ain't supposed to keep the campaign time.
You ain't?
Of course not. Everybody knows that. It's just one of the regular fundamentals of politics.
Well, I know that. Let's start throwing out some promises ourselves, then.
That's exactly what...
Why, sure.
We'll out-promise that Ezra so far he'll wish he never started.
Hot dog. Hey, wait a minute, Grandpap. Where are you going? Sit down here and hear some high-class promise.
No, I don't want to listen to that husky shuckins. I'm going over to Ezra's headquarters.
Well, get on over there. Yeah, yeah. Good riddance, you old devil. I don't just wait a minute. Don't reckon he'll tell them what we're going to do to you.
Maybe we'll be fine. He don't know exactly what we're going to promise, though.
No, that's right. What am I going to promise?
Well, let's see. We've got to study up something.
Yeah, study up.
Ezra's promising a new cement sidewalk.
All right. What's better than cement? Gold?
Can't outdo him on the sidewalk, but what we can do is promise that you'll put in the sidewalk and pave the street both.
That's it. Pave the street.
Fact is, we'll pave every street in the whole town.
Every street?
Sure.
Well, there's just one street here, the main street.
Yeah, but the others is all laid out.
Oh, they marked them on the map at one time.
We know where they're supposed to go if anybody ever gets around to putting them in.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what you're going to do.
Good for me.
This'll be the pavedest town in the world.
Hooray for honest, Abner.
Street lights on every corner.
That's the time.
Block after block of beautiful paved street.
Hooray for me.
Things that gives me eyes. You know, some of them streets ain't got no names yet, so we can name one of them after you.
Well, good. Abner Street, huh?
Well, make it fancier than that even. Abner Avenue.
That's better.
Or maybe Peabody Boulevard.
Oh, that's better.
Peabody Parkway.
Yeah, let's use them all. Name several streets after me. I'd like to have that that runs by my place named after me.
Well, you know, we might could change the name of all the streets.
All of them?
Why, sure.
Well, I ain't got but two names. Just Abner and Peabody. I never did have a middle name.
Well, we can name some of them Eddard's Drive and 32 Rue Eddard's and Rudy Lum, King Eddard's Circle, Farm Lane, Champfell Energy.
Uh-oh.
Okay, I just see all them street signs now with my name up there. And neon lights, flashing on and all.
Yeah, Lom, what happened to Abner Boulevard there?
You know what'd be wonderful, Abner? A big bridge.
Bridge?
Yeah, a big suspension bridge. Lights all over it. The Edwards Memorial Suspension Bridge.
Uh-oh.
Right there at the foot of Main Street, where it turns off the giant highway.
Well, Lom, what would we want a bridge for? There ain't no river there.
Well, all right, put one in.
Put in a river?
Divert the water from Bear Creek.
Oh.
That's one of your campaign problems. A genuine river for Pine Ridge.
Hooray!
Let the old Lazary outdo that. That'll give us water power for electricity and running milling companies.
Huh.
Build this place up something wonderful.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Run a boat line.
Yeah.
Freighter.
Yeah.
Ocean going liner.
That's right. Put in a light. Yeah. Maybe a good ocean will come in here.
Tell you something else, we can make that a toll bridge.
Toll bridge?
Yeah. Collect 50 cents from everybody that crosses the bridge. Let's see. Now, if 100 folks cross it, that'd be $50 a day.
Well, they got to cross back again. They ain't going to stay there on the further side of the river.
That's right.
In that pasture.
That makes $100 a day. And that's, let's see, for a year, that's over $35,000 a year. Abner, we're rich.
Hooray for us, we're rich. That's our time.
Hey, fellas.
Howdy, Cedric. Me and Lom are rich.
Well, good. Did you hear Mr. Ezra's latest campaign promise?
No, what is it?
He's going to build a new city hall.
He is?
Yes, Mom. Right at the foot of Main Street where it turns off to join the highway.
Why, that low-down varmint, he's trying to bankrupt us.
Bankrupt us?
Why, sure. Don't you see what he's doing? By putting a city hall right there, he'll block one end of the Edwards Suspension Bridge, and we won't be able to collect one nickel in tolls.
Why, that underhanded snake in the weeds.
The new rumors in Providence about a new city hall. I'm sure they'll come up with something, as long as it doesn't cost anything. So join us again on our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. Friends, do you ever have days when you seem to rush from one thing to another and lunch is just a hurried snack? Well, those are the times when worry and tension can lead to gastric hyperacidity. Now, when gastric hyperacidity happens to make you miserable, it's always wise to alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. Alka-Seltzer makes a pleasant, sparkling, refreshing solution which helps you get fast relief. It helps soothe an upset, jittery stomach. It helps sweeten an acid stomach. It helps neutralize excess gastric acidity. And the analgesic sodium acetyl salicylate helps relieve the headache that so often goes with an upset stomach. And that's why we say there's nothing quite like Alka-Seltzer. You see, only Miles Laboratories know the secret scientific process for compounding Alka-Seltzer. You never know what time of the day or night you'll need the quick relief Alka-Seltzer can give. So get a large package from your druggist now. It's more economical because it has over three times the number of tablets as the small size, yet costs only twice as much. And remember, when your tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more.